Hey, this is Russell Wilson. This is Joe Montana.
This is Dak Prescott.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Welcome to On Football with me, Rob Motti. It was a wild trade deadline this week. We have two NFC playoff rematches on the schedule, including a big one, Monday night, Eagles at Packers. More on both of those games in Pro Picks. Our guest this week is Carolina Panthers defensive tackle Derek Brown. The Panthers are 5-4, coming off a big win in Green Bay. Stay tuned for that conversation. The New York Jets stole the show at the trade deadline. They traded their two best defensive players, two-time All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner and three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Quinnen Williams. Sauce went to the Colts, Quinnen to the Cowboys. The Jets get three first-round picks and more. They weren't winning with Gardner and Williams. They were 1-7. They've been terrible for years. So I can understand adding draft capital and aiming to use that to land a franchise quarterback who could turn everything around for the organization. But at the same time, you've got a lot of draft picks, and they're going to try and find guys in the draft as good as Gardner and Williams. That's easier said than done. Those are cornerstone players who you usually build around, and now they're gone. It's definitely frustrating for Jets fans. Derek Brown was Carolina's first-round pick in 2020. He's been part of losing teams every season until now. We talk about that and more.
Derek, you guys are coming off a great win, a huge win. I heard you say that this was a team, you were a team that people looked at as an automatic win in the past. What's changed? What's been the key for the biggest turnaround for you guys?
I think it's just been time to have the culture develop, right? Like when Dan took over and Dave and Coach Canales and, the Teppers, it was one of those things where eventually this will come, and being a part of it for 6 years, finally seeing it kind of change and things swing, man, it's a great thing to be a part of.
I got an opportunity to see Coach Canales up close. I'm in Tampa, saw him that season as an offensive coordinator with the Buccaneers. Man, he brings so much positivity, so much energy. What do you guys see in a locker room? Is that consistent on a daily basis from what I saw from the outside looking in, and how much does that help you?
Yeah, man, Coach 100% positive every day. There's certain things like, things like effort and stuff like that. Like, he can handle a guy making a mistake, but like when it comes to the effort and things, he got no patience for that. And that's about the only thing that'll make him tick. But no, man, high energy. I mean, from the time you get here in the morning to the time you leave in the evening, he is consistently the same person year round. I will say that.
Now, after that major win, right, you go to Lambeau, you beat the Packers, you're big underdogs, you get that W. And now this week, you're home, you're trying to build off that. You're playing a Saints team that's kind of struggling. They're a rebuilding team. We know who they are and what they bring to the table right now. But how do you, as a veteran, make sure that there's no letdown, that nobody can look ahead, and that you guys focus in on the task at hand and try to get to 6-4?
I mean, I think the just overall understanding is, man, the Saints are us, right? The Saints are us, these past few years. The Saints are us a few weeks ago, right? So, to be able to go out there with a mindset that, they aren't a very good team, it would be very ignorant on our part. And, for us, I mean, it's just that when we get a time mindset, we don't sit here and take advantage of it. We don't try to get to do anything crazy. I mean, it literally is for us, like, the team is being trained, like, 1 week at a time, right? Because, a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, we got beat bad by home by Buffalo, bounced back, be able to get a win in Lambeau. And it doesn't have to be pretty, but it just needs to get done. And, I think that's kind of the mindset right now with the team, is just get it done. Like, we're not sitting here, saying that, we're the greatest in the world. But, if you get us in a dogfight, we damn sure gonna fight.
You just mentioned that loss to Buffalo. That's a huge loss, right? It can be embarrassing, disappointing on so many levels. And we've seen teams in the past, like, when you get beat that way, things can snowball, they can steamroll and can go downhill. Was there something said? What happened in that week, in that short span from losing to Buffalo to getting to go to Green Bay and doing what you were able to do?
Nothing, man. I mean, all hats off to the Buffalo team. They came out here and they gave us a good ass with them. And, we all knew what it was. It was lack of execution. And, that's one thing where, we don't have to sit here and, swarm around and blame each other and all this. We get back to work on Wednesday, get ready to start executing, put in the game plan, and, we do what we do. I think so many times people just want to start freaking out, like, oh, like, what's going on? And, that's just not the narrative that, Coach is instilling in this team and as leaders that we're preaching. One thing right now is just 1 week at a time, man. You can't look too far in the future, or you're going to miss out on everything right now.
For you personally, right, 2023, you make the Pro Bowl. And then last year, we know what happened. You get injured week one of the season. What does this comeback for you meant? Just to be able to be out there and accomplish what you've been able to accomplish on the field with your teammates, coming, looking back at what you went through.
Man, I regret nothing. You know, I think I got a lot more love for the game now, especially it being taken away from me. Never really had that happen before. So for that to have happened, you know, just the time I spent, you know, alone and, you know, trying to recover and get back healthy. You know, like you said, I had a good season coming off 23. I was excited to be able to continue the dominance and, you know, Lord's willing, you know, I got hurt. So, you know, that was one of those things where, you know, I feel like he gave me adversity in life and I had to bounce back. And, you know, coming into 2025, man, I was excited. Got a whole new group of guys coming in and, you know, it was just, I wanted the opportunity to be able to lead the team again and play at a high level.
How much did that help you? I talked to a lot of guys about this, that when adversity strikes, you've got somebody else that you can turn to, right? Whether it's family, friends, teammates, or the man above. How much did that help you?
Man, a lot. You know, I feel like, probably the worst point was, you know, I was sitting there and, you know, I just had surgery that week. We went out and we beat Vegas. And I was so happy for the team, but like, I just felt like so distant from the team. And I, you know, that was a hard thing for me, especially being in the locker room for as long as I have. And you know, that was tough. And then being away for another week doing rehab in LA, like it was like, damn, I just want to get back with the guys. But I mean, it was crazy. Like even on like the worst days, like it was like, you know, people in my inner circle were like reaching out and I was like, man, like this is weird. Like every single time, like I'm starting to feel like, man, like this sucks. Like all of a sudden, like a buddy, a family friend, like somebody would just reach out and text me. And I mean, I kind of definitely played off that inner circle. Like they definitely kept me going every single day.
Time for some pro picks. The four pack had its first losing week. We're 26-9-1 overall straight up and 24-12 against the spread. My best bet this week is a playoff rematch that's kind of lost its luster. The Lions, they're 5-3. They're at Washington. Commanders are 3-5. They won't have Jaden Daniels after he suffered that gruesome elbow injury. The Lions are 8-point favorites. The Commanders, well, we know they spoiled Detroit's 15-win season last year with a huge upset in the NFC division round of the playoffs, but nothing has gone right for Washington since. They went on to the NFC Championship game. They were destroyed by the Eagles. They're losing this year. The Lions, not only they're seeking to avenge that playoff loss, but they're coming off a home loss last week to Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy. Now, the Lions have won and covered 12 straight games following a loss. I like Jared Goff in a dynamic offense. My best bet, Lions 30-17. The upset special is that other playoff rematch. This one from the NFC wildcard round. The 6-2 Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions, on the road in Lambeau against the Packers, who are 5-2-1 on Monday Night Football. It's the tush push game. We all know by now the Packers were the team that presented the initial proposal to ban Philly's tush push, their version of the quarterback's knee. Ultimately, it stuck around by two votes. Jalen Hurts has been playing great football, protecting the ball. He's got the pass game going to A.J. Brown. Saquon Barkley in the run game went off before the bye. And then the Eagles make three trades before the deadline. The big one, they get edge rusher Jalen Phillips from Miami. He'll get after Jordan Love. Now, the Packers are coming off that loss to Carolina last week. Disappointing effort. Micah Parsons facing the Eagles for the first time since going from Dallas to Green Bay. I'm not only taking an Eagles win, I'm going to tell you how they do it. Jalen Hurts scores on a tush push late in the game. Eagles 27-24. Next, I'm looking at Buffalo 6-2 at Miami 2-7. Bills minus 9.5 points. After beating the Chiefs, Josh Allen and the Bills can't overlook the lowly Dolphins. They got a matchup coming up next week against Tampa Bay. Several trends favor Miami covering the spread. The Dolphins are 10-2 straight up and 9-3 against the number with Tua Tagovailoa in the second straight game at home or later. So all that fits. But this is a Dolphins team that needs a massive overhaul. They fired the GM. That's step one. They're a terrible football team. Bills 30-17. Last of the four pack, the New York Giants 2-7 at Chicago 5-3. The Bears are 4.5-point favorites. Jackson Dart has been a bright spot for the Giants, who've lost three in a row since that dominant upset win over Philly on a Thursday night. Losing Cam Scadaboo sucked the life out of this team. Then the run defense for the Giants has allowed more than 425 yards in the past two games. The Bears had 283 last week. They scored 47 in a comeback win against Cincinnati. Caleb Williams is 3-0 straight up and against the spread at home against teams that allow 27 or more points per game, which the Giants do. Bears 29-20. That's it for this week. Thank you to Derek Brown. Thank you for listening to On Football. And thanks to Haya Pinjwani and Mike Hempen for producing this episode. Please check out apnews.com for the full pro picks, On Football analysis, and more NFL news.